Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things, that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham? And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And Abram rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abram said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand, and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father? And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abram built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham! And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son Isaac. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Welcome again to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of our Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. And now, did you know that Moriah, that Mount Moriah, is Calvary or Golgotha, the place where Abraham offered up Isaac, his only son, is the same place where God offered the Lord Jesus, his only son. This means that Abraham's sacrifice of Isaac is a picture of the Old Testament of the great event of Jesus' death on the cross. That then means that 1400 years before the time, God was able to outline in tremendous detail the plan he had for the death of his son. This is the staggering power of the Bible. There is no other book like this. So much of it is prophetic. It is like a video pre-run before the major event takes place. It is for reasons like this and thousands more that we are convinced of the wonder of the Bible. It is the inspired revelation of God. No one can read it, study it, and treat it with fair play and not say that God has given us a miraculous record of His own redeeming love. That's it. The Bible is a book of God's love to men. God's great heartbeat with such sacrificial love that He was willing to give His Son to save souls. Now, God's plan is to save His people from their sins and bring them unto glory. Do you get that? Isn't it strange that the very people who criticize the Bible are those who have not given themselves to study it? That would be like me criticizing 5G wireless technology without knowing the first thing about it. The technicians and users will say that 5G works. It is fast and reliable. And I will say to you that the Bible works. It is true and reliable. No man who builds his life on the Bible will regret it. No man who reads even one gospel or one epistle would say that this is rubbish. Rather, the more it is read and studied, the stronger the conviction that this is the living Word of God, which abideth forever. And the crowning jewel is that it is the greatest love story ever told, for it is about God's love for sinners, God's love to save sinners, and He governs the world to build His church, calling out a people that one day will be presented in glory. Now here is my Bible challenge to you. Read the Bible for 1 month. Read it carefully with prayer. Lord, if You are the God of this Bible, speak to me and let me behold Your love for my soul. When you have completed the challenge and read the Bible for 1 month, then call me or email me when you have done so. Then it will be time to talk about your soul's salvation. Now we move on to our message today, and I trust that you will have your Bible on hand as we see Abraham taking Isaac up to Mount Moriah to obey God in the command to sacrifice his own son. Abraham called upon to offer up his son Isaac. We have learned that God is the promise keeper. He promised a land to Abraham and he brought him into it. He promised a son even in his old age, and God gave to Abraham and Sarah little Isaac. Now that little boy Isaac must have been a wonderful delight to his father and mother. He was so special, so loved, and such a blessing that they would never want anything bad to happen to him. He was probably spoiled and cared for like an egg. But you must also remember that Abraham was an altar builder. He built tables of stone in which to offer up a sheep, a sacrifice to God. And for that good practice of worshiping God by a sacrifice on an altar, God was pleased and God blessed Abraham. And then to his great surprise, God asked Abraham to take his only son Isaac, whom he loves so much, and kill him and offer him upon an altar as a sacrifice. Now, this was a great test of Abraham's faith and of his obedience. It seemed so strange because God had made a promise that Isaac's children would become as many as the stars in the sky. But if Isaac was to be slain as a sacrifice, how would there be children in the future? And how would that promise be fulfilled? Well, in reality, God was testing Abraham. He was seeking to know if Abraham truly loved God with all his heart and would put God first. Now, the story is that God told Abraham to take his son into the land of Moriah.
a very lonely place at that time, and there offer up Isaac as a sacrifice on an altar. And Abram obeyed immediately. He didn't even ask why. Abram rose up early in the morning. He put a saddle upon his donkey, and he called two young men to help him. He gathered wood for a fire, and he cut the wood into pieces so that it could be put upon the donkey, and off they went. And then, after a period of time, 3 days, God showed to Abraham the place where he was to offer Isaac. And Abram said to his young men, "You stay here with the donkey." He took the wood that was on the donkey, he put it on Isaac's back. He took fire, which was on probably a light stick, and he took a knife in his hand, by which he was soon to slay Isaac. And off they went, up into that mountain. They went both together, the Bible says at least two times. Now, this is important to note because Abraham had faith that he was going to bless Abram for obeying, and that he would, by some miracle, return to these young men with Isaac. And he said to them, "You wait here until we return." And so Abram prepared to travel. Then Isaac had a question, and he said he wanted to know, where is the lamb for an offering? We have a knife, we have fire, but where is the lamb? And Abram said, "God will provide himself a lamb." Now, Abram did know that he said, Abram truly believed that God would that day do a miracle. And then came the moment of trial when they reached the top of the mountain. Abram saw the very place where God wanted him to offer up Isaac. And he laid the wood on top of the stones that he built, and he bound Isaac with cords, and then he lifted Isaac up onto the top of the altar on top of the wood. And then he went for his knife. And as he raised up that knife, Abram stretched forth his arm. He took that knife into the air, and he was ready to plunge it into the body of little Isaac. And then God's voice was heard, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." And he said, "Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." And just then Abram looked behind him, and he saw a sheep caught in the thicket of the trees by its horns that were hooked onto some branch of the tree. And there was the sacrifice. And so instead of Isaac dying upon that altar, he was taken off, he was set free, and the ram or the sheep was lifted up onto the top of that altar, on top of the wood, and it was sacrificed so that its blood flowed out upon that altar, and its life was given instead of his son. And the Bible says very clearly, Abram went and took the ram and offered it in the stead of. Now, this was a great test of Abraham's obedience. This was as far as any father could ever be pushed in a test. But by this, he showed that God's commands are always good, always to be obeyed, and that God will honor his promises. And from Abraham's example, we learn to trust God and put him first in the sure hope that God will work things out for our good when we obey his commands. But there is a wonderful gospel lesson in this story, because Abram is like our Heavenly Father. And Isaac is like the Lord Jesus, God's son, God's only son, whom he loves so much. And God gave his son to be a sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. You know that from John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And that happened on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years after the event where Abraham was called upon to offer up Isaac and that lamb was put on the altar in its place. Now the Lord Jesus died as a lamb, a sheep in our place. Just as God showed Abram a ram, which he killed in the place of Isaac, God gave his only son as a sacrifice in our place so that we would not die. Jesus died in our place. Jesus is our substitute. Jesus' blood is offered up in the place of our blood. And our lives are spared because Jesus, on the cross, he suffered unto death. And so that's the wonderful story, the good news of the gospel. Now, this story, which is, there's a picture of it in the book of Genesis, and it shows us that the cross was always God's wonderful plan. God had already in his mind the way by which he would save sinners. He would make his son to be the sacrifice in our place. And Jesus is our sacrifice. Calvary is our altar. And Jesus' blood is our payment to save us from sin and give us an inheritance in heaven. Now, in this story, Abraham is the hero. He obeyed God, not knowing fully what the answers were. He knew that God would do something amazing, and so he obeyed God fully, and God provided a lamb and a sacrifice. And so Abraham is our example. But the real wonder of the story is just the amazing love of God for our soul, because God was willing to take his only son, his well-beloved son, and offer him up on the cross for our salvation so that we would not perish but have eternal life. And all because God loves sinners so much. Can you believe that? If you do, then call on the Lord to be your Savior. Confess your sins unto God and thank him for giving his son to die. And if you do that, I want you to let me know. I want you to phone me up and tell me, Pastor Gallagher, I believe Jesus died on the cross for me, and I believe his blood washed away all my sins, and I am saved. And boy, you will make me really happy if you would let me know that you have called on the Lord to be saved.
When I think of my Savior's great love in coming from heaven above to die on the tree for a sinner like me, I am sure that he loves even me. Think how he saves me from sin, though Though often ungrateful I've been, my vow I renew to be faithful and true, for I'm sure that he loves even me. I'm sure that he loves even me. I am sure that he loves even me. And his love is so sweet, makes my joy so complete when I think how he loves even me. I am sure that he loves even me. I am sure that he loves even me. His love is so sweet, makes my joy so complete when I think how he loves even me.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. And today I want to share some news with you. Sunday, March 14th is my final Sunday to preach in my church here in Cloverdale, British Columbia. Here where I have ministered for the last 37 years. Yes, that's right. It's been 37 years since my wife and I arrived with our two little children, ages 3 and 1, to commence our gospel ministry here in Cloverdale, Greater Vancouver. So, I am retiring from the weekly pastoral ministry of the church to focus on radio broadcasting across Canada. The elders and deacons of our church are supporting me to pursue this radio ministry under the care of the Cloverdale Free Presbyterian Church. The Lord has opened up doors in southern Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Greater Toronto, St. John, New Brunswick, Fredericton, New Brunswick, and on Harvesters FM in Halifax, with various transmitters reaching all the way to Prince Edward Island. That's on top of the local broadcast on Kerry day by day here in the Greater Vancouver area. I've realized for some time that I can't do both church ministry and this radio ministry forever. So, on my recent big birthday, it's time to focus on radio only and let a younger man preach in the church here in Cloverdale. You may see some further details on our church website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. I covet your prayers for my congregation as I depart from them as their pastor. Pray they will be sustained and supported until a new minister is installed in the church. Pray for this radio work that it will have God's blessing each and every time a program goes out over the airwaves. For many years I have leaned on the promise of Isaiah 55, 10 and 11 and will continue to cling to these precious words. Isaiah 55:10 says, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." What a promise! And surely God will speak to souls as we remain faithful to God's book. I will keep on fighting the battle for the Bible I will be calling all Canadians back to the Bible as the inerrant, verbally inspired revelation of God. Please join me in this fight for biblical truth. The only way that this country of Canada will be great again is when it is building upon the Bible. Just as Queen Victoria announced that the greatness of England was due to the Bible. And that must start with you and me, and one home at a time. So, with the Lord's help, we will keep on this ministry to let the Bible speak, fighting the battle for the Bible. And I call you to join in this fight, the greatest fight in the world, to declare and defend the Bible. For it's the book that gives us the authority to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Thank you for your past support, and I trust that I'll be hearing from you, that you will stand with us in this ministry of letting the Bible speak across this great country. Let's unite in prayer and ask for God's blessing. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the gospel, and we thank Thee for our Lord Jesus, and for this great commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And I pray that it will please Thee to bless this ministry to the hearts of many, many Canadians, to save souls and to build up Your kingdom and Your church. Thank You, Lord, for the privilege of preaching the gospel, and I pray that it will bring great glory to Thy great and holy name. We are so thankful for the means we have, for the liberties we have. O Lord, keep these doors open. Grant that You will go before us, and we plead the promise, as the rain and the snow does its work to bring forth the harvest. Lord, let Thy word bring forth the thing to which You have sent it. And I pray that there will be a purpose even in this message today. We thank Thee again for Your Son, and we thank Thee for Calvary, for the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Amen. You have been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gallagher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you will find it on our podcast on iTunes. Search for Let the Bible Speak podcast. Or you can find our programs archived by program date on our website. There you can search for sermons and articles to help you know God's way of salvation and live the Christian life. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. If you've been blessed through the Lord's Word today, and if I can be of personal help to you, please feel free to call me, Ian Gallagher, at 604-576-1091. For information on our Free Presbyterian Church in Scarborough at Nielsen and Finch, you can contact Dr. Larry Saunders at 416-297-1212 or go to the church website www.torontofpc.ca. For our Free Presbyterian Church in Barrie, call Reverend Anthony DiDerno at 416-305-4274. For our Free Presbyterian Church in Port Hope, contact Reverend Reggie Cranston at 905-885-2240 or click on porthopefpc.org. You will be welcome at any of their Sunday services at 11 a.m. or 6 p.m. May the Lord bless you with saving faith in our Lord Jesus. As the Savior of sinners, He is able to save from the guttermost to the uttermost. Be sure to join us again at this time next week here on Joy Radio, when once more we let the Bible speak.